We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome, Marks and Reese, on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I'm John. He's Ike.
What's up there, Johnny Marks? Yes, it's pretty easy to forget what day we're on.
I wish it was Thursday.
Yeah.
It is a Tuesday. It's going to feel like a Monday. It felt like a Monday all day, but it's a Tuesday, so we're almost there, Ike. How was your weekend? Holiday weekend?
It was okay. You know, I chilled.
Didn't do a whole lot.
Nah.
I did not either. Did a lot of yard work, projects and things like that.
I tell you what, I stayed away from the yard work this weekend.
Good for you.
Yeah, man. I've been doing yard work damn near every weekend.
Every weekend, right?
Yeah. So
yeah, I thought Monday I was going to get a chance to sit down and have a White Claw and a Miller Lite and enjoy the weather. I did not. I was covered in mud. I was trying to put two fence posts up with a panel.
Oh, wow.
And I failed miserably because I'm inadequate when it comes to that kind of stuff. But whatever.
Yeah.
We got it done. So, yeah, listen, the weather's good, and it's obviously going to be in the 80s here for pretty much here on out. I know it's going to dip a little bit cooler as we go on this week. But really, Ike, this is kind of the calm before
cooler.
The storm.
It's almost June. We're still talking about cool weather?
Yeah, I saw in the it was high 60s later this week, at least in Collegeville, where I live, yeah.
Well, it's basically the Poconos.
Next weekend, right. I'm in the Lehigh Valley. Yeah, it has a 66, 69 for Sunday and Monday.
Man.
But, I mean, listen, we've been going. How long have we been doing this with since this started, the COVID-19?
March 12th.
We're over 70 days.
Yeah, so it's been a while. And I feel like, Ike, that this is like the last stretch before we're going to get games back, right?
I mean, fingers crossed.
Yeah, Major League Baseball and their players need to figure this out, and that seems like that's going to be this week. That's going to be the big thing. They get their proposal given to them. The players do today, maybe later today. The NHL is supposed to have a press conference to talk about their plans on coming back. The NBA, although we don't know the exact details yet, it seems like they're figuring things out to where they're going to restart in July. So it seems like that we're almost here. I mean, live sports is almost here, and as we think about that, right? So, I mean, the proposal for the NBA is it's going to be, I mean, 16, I guess, playoff. So it's going to be a playoff, but
seeded 1 through 16,
right? And it could be. It doesn't look like it's going to be Eastern Conference or Western Conference. The NHL, we'll see what they do. We already know that Major League Baseball season's cut in half, and they're going to have different divisions. And let me say this: I can't wait. I'm going to really enjoy watching the games, but for the most part, like, I'm not going to make any important decisions based on what I see from here on out. So anything else that happens in the NBA, anything else that happens in the NHL, anything that really happens this year in Major League Baseball in the abbreviated season, I'm not going to take much from, right? Like, I'm not saving somebody's job because they were able to maybe get another round or two in the NBA. I'm not giving contract extensions to a player based on them having kind of, you know, like a short spurt of success. Mm-hmm. This is just going to be fun for me to watch, but nothing that really happens is going to matter to me from that sense.
Well, what interesting thing with that is, it'll be to see what the teams, how they sort of handle this ownership. When you're talking about giving guys contract extensions or retaining a coach, in Brett Brown's case, I know that's who you were hinting at. In Brett Brown's case, if he were to make it to the finals or the conference, where there will be no conference finals this
year. But let's say Final Four. Let's say the Final Four.
If he's one of the Final Four, yes, Brett Brown deserves to come back. And I think it's a case by case, sort of situation where you have to sort of make these decisions. But as I watch this thing unfold, I will take into account the success rate of not only a coach, but players as well. And as it pertains to football, I don't know if fans are going to be in the stands. I mean, after this weekend, it was almost as if people from the NFL side of things were guaranteeing that these stadiums will be full during the season. I don't know how they see that happening, but for some damn reason, you got that sort of coming out over the weekend from a few people associated with the league, and I would be shocked at that. Even if there aren't stadiums full of fans or what have you, that's no excuse for poor performance. That's no excuse for poor performance. And these guys are still going to be judged, especially in this town. I mean, you think when the Eagles season roll around here and we're possibly looking at half-field stadiums or empty stadiums, that we're somehow going to be less critical of this team if they don't win or if they don't play well?
Well, I feel like the Eagles are different because they're going to have a full 16 games.
Right.
And I know that they're not going to have the off-season of training and things like that, which I actually think will help the Eagles more than it will hurt them, being that they're same head coach, quarterbacks, skill guys, et cetera. I think that helps them.
They did get a new offensive coordinator, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's different coaches in there that are bringing in some different stuff. So maybe that's
– But then you can sort of ease that stuff in, and you can sort of stick with what Doug has been running, to your point, if you need to start the season
keep
off
it simple.
That way. Yeah, just to get you off to a good start.
Yeah, people can't save jobs. Players can't con me into another year. Nothing that can happen in these abbreviated seasons or in the seasons that are picking up and trying to finish the season. None of it's really going to matter to me except for the enjoyment. And that's how I'll do it. And then once 2021 season starts and everything else, then it just kind of picks up from normal. But if that means that I was getting rid of somebody, like you mentioned, Brett Brown, Brett Brown's not coming back. I mean, there's nothing that he can do outside of winning the championship, which isn't going to happen, by the way. But Brett Brown can't save his job. Matt Klentak's not going to become a good GM if the Phillies have success this year.
No.
Like, I'm not going to look at Matt Klentak and be like, yeah, hey, good job, man. They were close to making the playoffs, so they made the playoffs. No, this is like a total outlier of a season. And that's the way I'm going to treat it.
But everybody's playing on a level playing field. I mean, they're all playing under the same circumstances, right? I mean, if the Phillies go win the World Series, we're still going down Broad Street, pandemic or not.
Okay, sure.
Are we not having a parade?
Yeah, I am enjoying
on Zoom.
Jack, I will enjoy the games.
If the Flyers get back to on the ice and they were one of the hottest teams in the league, you think we're not celebrating after 40-plus years that they win the Stanley Cup?
215-592-9494. Yes, but Jack.
In all seriousness, will we really have a parade? I have no idea.
Yes.
It's not even the parade I'm worried about. I'm worried about the night they win, like what's going to be downtown.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we don't feel like there's going to be a parade, you can imagine the night that they win, it's going to be a party.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you're not going to give them an official parade. They're going to go ahead and make their own celebration.
No, it'd be on Zoom. 215-592-9494. You just send them down. No one's actually out there. You know, you just tune in or wherever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I can't wait till they come back, right? I look forward to each of the leagues. I mean, it's going to be fun. It's going to be kind of a fun sprint. You know, after baseball comes back, everybody's going to be saying, oh, well, this is the way they should do every season. They should shorten up the seasons, knowing full damn well they're not going to do that because they rely on
obviously
ticket sales.
Obviously, they rely on ticket sales,
right.
Yeah.
So that's what everybody will be saying. But I'm not making any decisions, important decisions, based on what I see from here on out or what I see from baseball. I'm not.
I mean, baseball would be better if it was about 120, 130 games.
I'd be so much better.
Why?
Because 162 is too many.
Yes.
For you?
No, it's too many. It's too many for everybody.
Yes.
I love how Jack, he denies the fact that the game isn't as popular as it once was, and it's suffering,
and it needs to change.
And it needs to change.
Yes.
With Jack, it's like, no!
No, leave it the same.
Yeah, changing the sport for the people that don't actually care about it. Awesome. Super.
Yeah, but those are the people that baseball needs to care about it, the casual sports fan.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Are you going to let the results of the abbreviated Phillies, Sixers, Flyers season change your mind on players, coaches, or are you not letting it change your mind no matter what the result? 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494.
Let's go, Brett.
9494.
Let me see if Brett can get to the
he's out.
Conference finals.
There's absolutely no way.
Oh, man, he's in there.
I've seen enough from the Flyers and the Sixers, and I'm with the Phillies, it's half of a season.
Listen, he would get, if they go 1-16, they get Boston in the first round. He would get the Clippers, provided they win their first round matchup. They would get the Clippers in the second round. You mean to tell me if they knock off the Clippers in the second round, Brett Brown isn't coming back here?
He absolutely shouldn't.
Oh, he certainly is.
He absolutely should not.
And he should.
No.
He certainly should.
He should have been let go during the season before any of this stuff started. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We'll get started on that coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. All right. Marks and Reese, we're back. And it seems like sports is going to be coming back soon. Three of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Baseball gets back first. It seems like if they can get their act together, maybe.
Still concerned about baseball.
Yeah, I know you are.
Rightfully so.
A little concerned.
Yeah.
Somebody has to flinch.
Yeah. No, I know. I share the same. I mean, I'll continue to say they have to know that they can't do that, but yet we've already seen them do it before, and they seem pretty dug in. So, I mean, I agree with you, but I'm kind of like just trying to ignore that part of it and hoping that cooler heads prevail and they actually do. See, here's the problem, what's going to happen. This is all going to be public, in my opinion. This is how I think it plays out. Like, they present the proposal, and then the following day it's like, oh, you know, we're not settling for less, and the owners are – everybody's talking through the media, and players are coming out and talking about it. That's the last thing they need. Just get this done and do it quietly. Don't play it out in front of the media. But anyway, all three are coming back, and it would be a huge mistake to make important decisions based on what we see this year. And here's just what I'll say. Enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy sports being back. I'm going to enjoy seeing the Flyers make a run. My Flyers are going to try to make a run this year, Jack.
Your Flyers?
Yeah, exactly. The Phillies coming back. It's going to be different. It's going to be cool. You know, it's going to be different to see them in a different division with an abbreviated season. That's going to be fun. Same with the 76ers. I mean, this is hopefully – I like the idea of not having the East against the West. I like the idea of everybody being in one big bracket and seeding like that. I love all of this stuff right here, right? But I'm not making decisions based on it because it really doesn't – like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't count. No season will ever be like this again. So I'm not going to make decisions based on this, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, I would. And, you know, the games still do matter. Winning a title would certainly still be winning a title, even if it comes in a strike-shortened season, or not a strike-shortened season, but because of this pandemic, you don't have as many games available to play to you if you look at baseball. But even if you look at hockey, who's bringing in 24 teams to the playoffs as opposed to their, what, usual, what is it, you know what I mean, 16 teams?
16.
Yeah,
yep.
16 teams. They're going to bring in 24. So, yeah, it'll be a little bit different. We all know 2020 is going to be remembered differently for the rest of our lives. But the fact of the matter is, as it pertains to rooting for your teams and wanting a championship and wanting your star players to go out there and play like stars, if I'm going to invest the time of watching, then I'm investing my emotions into it. And my emotions are going to be real. I'm going to be just as upset when they don't win or they don't perform well as I will be as happy when they do perform well or they do win. So the seasons matter to me. I don't know if you're looking at it from an owner's standpoint as far as making major decisions. Okay, if you want to take the current circumstances into the equation and you're either not going to let that affect a decision you had predetermined months ago and you're going to stick with it, God bless you. I hope it's right. But if you're just looking at it from how we're going to view the actual players out there and the coaching and managing that goes on, we're going to view them with the same critical eye. Now, it may not start off that way because we'll all be happy that the games are back.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, when these games start to matter, when baseball – I mean, they're playing 82, supposedly. When you get down to those last 30 games and you're getting close to postseason, it's all going to matter. It just is. When you get closer to the prize, it matters. And if you're talking about, again, making a decision on a player or manager or coach based off of the results there, I'm fine with that. Fine with that. If you don't want to include that to fire somebody, well, I would hope that guy has a good track record already. and you're just going to trust that he'll come back with a full season and be better. But for me, I can only comment on how I'm going to view the games, and they're going to matter to me.
215-592-9494 or our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's and Forever Mark want to thank our brave nurses. Go to marksjewelers.com, squarespace.com, marksjewelers.squarespace.com, and nominate a nurse to win jewelry from Mark's Jewelers and Forever Mark. And the question is, are you going to let the results of the abbreviated Phillies, Sixers, or Flyers seasons change your mind on players, coaches, who or are not letting it change your mind no matter what the result? And like for instance, if Nick Pivetta comes out this year, Jack, and looks good, right? And it's like, wow, all right, he showed me something this year. And Zach Eflin comes out this year, and it's like, wow, Zach Eflin, he showed me something this year, right? I'm still going into next season, the full 162, with the same skeptical eye that I would no matter what, right? With the pitching, with the head coach of the 76ers, he doesn't keep his job, all right? With Matt Klentak. Right, these games, while we'll enjoy them, ultimately in the big picture, they just don't matter. It's just like this is almost a separate entity this season.
You're already dug in, and you're not changing that at all.
Because the only thing that can happen is that now you get caught up in emotion. Now you get caught up in the games that again, none of this could ever be replicated. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're going to be like, well, maybe Brett is a good coach. No, what you saw before is what he is. Oh, well, maybe Nick Pivetta really is a good starting pitcher. No, you've already seen that he's inconsistent and he's not a good starting pitcher.
We're waiting on that breakout season.
Could be this year.
Yeah,
okay. Well, 2021 could also be the year too. When I still go into it and I say, "All right, we need to add another starting pitcher." I'm not going to take what he did in 15 starts last year. I'm not going to take that for to be actually true. All right.
I'll tell you what. If he gives you 15 starts and his ERA is below 3 or close to 3,
you're going to need to find a new producer.
Yes. It's going to be like, well, Nick has finally figured it out. He's finally put it all together. Maybe this extra time helped him. Because if you believe in a guy, right, and you're waiting for that potential to show itself, when it shows itself, you're going to buy it.
Yeah, you're going to be all in.
which you shouldn't.
Which is what I'm
saying.
Who do
you believe in Philly sports that isn't exactly the popular choice, you know? Like, if someone comes out that you personally were rooting for to find success and they go off, like, you're not going to be all in.
Yeah, you're going to be like, yeah, I told you.
But give me an example. I'm trying to think of an example to where I would say, like, okay, well, I know I'm saying that we shouldn't pay any attention to this season as far as making decisions, but
like, if Tobias Harris came out and averaged
stinks
30 points a game in the playoffs, you would change your opinion on him?
No, because it's already the worst. It's already the worst signing of the NBA last year. No, absolutely not. No.
But what if?
No.
Someone figures out a jumper.
Ben comes back shooting jumpers.
Okay, next year when he comes back and he starts shooting jumpers again, then it'll matter.
If he fires up jumpers this summer, it matters.
If the Sixers make a run and we're trying to talk about all the teams here in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. If the Sixers make a run and they get to the Final Four, we'll say it. So yep. In other words, it would be the conference finals. I take nothing from that.
What if Harper has an MVP season?
Yeah, but he's already done that. He's already signed long term. So it's not, I mean, you're not, it doesn't
he can't
matter.
Do anything. Yeah,
it doesn't matter. But like, I'm not, if the Sixers get down to be one of the Final Four teams in the NBA, right? I'm not changing what I would have done. We know how the season would have ended. We know how the season would have winded down. We can pretend that they would have been fine and they would have made a run in the playoffs. They weren't making a run in the playoffs, right? If this extended stoppage actually got them going to where they can catch fire quickly, it's not changing any way I'm doing it. Like, I'm still looking to see if I can make a trade that can make this team better. I'm still removing the coach.
Oh, yeah, we'll trade Al Horford. I don't give a damn what he does.
Well,
we
I mean,
know that's not a fit.
I'll trade any of them. All right,
huh?
And that none of that is shit. None of that will be changed. None of it. 215-592-9494. You heard me. I'll trade any of them in the right deal. Let's go to Andrew in Lehigh Valley.
That's the problem. Getting the right deal.
No, that's a problem. Andrew, what do you got? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good.
Doing good, brother.
Good. I'm calling to talk about the NHL and really the Flyers. I really don't think anything that happens this year is going to change my mind about their team, where they're at, and what they're doing for next year.
if the Flyers make a run to the Stanley Cup Finals, that's not going to change your mind?
Not going to change my mind at all. No, I mean, obviously, first-year coach with Alain Vigneault, and I think he's doing a great job. You know, the only question I would have, and we'll see what happens when they announce at 4:30, but what next year's season look like, if it is shortened at all, that might actually be a benefit for us because we have a few older guys on our top line.
So let me ask you this then. When you say it wouldn't change your mind, I'm wondering where you're sitting at on the Flyers. Like, well, how good do you think they are, and what type of run do you think they could have made in the playoffs had they kept the same schedule before this? And what can they do now when they start back up?
Well, I mean, I think they could actually make a run at least to the finals, you know, and I think they have that chance still, you know.
So you already thought they were a good team and were going to do well in the playoffs. Okay, I got you.
They're trending upwards, Andrew, you know what I mean?
For sure. They're heading in the right direction. So I think you have a good, solid team there. It doesn't change your outlook for next year at all.
Okay, well, let me ask you this then as it pertains to the Flyers. Is there anyone on the Flyers right now that you would have a little doubt about as far as their standing on the team, and could they improve their standing with you based on how they play in these playoffs? Is there a particular player?
I love the goalie. I think this shortened, abbreviated playoff actually would be good for him. His first chance at, you know, a playoff, you know, what scenario, see what it looks like. Without the fans, it might be tough. You know, it's a little different. Obviously, it's not really playoff hockey without fans, but, you know, I still think it's a good experience for him, and I actually think it's a great thing for him.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Andrew.
It's not really playoff hockey without fans.
That's a take.
Yeah.
I just can't wait for it to come back. All the sports.
Do they try to slide fans in here?
I mean, if they can, you're damn right. Yeah, hell yeah. If they can put 5 fans in there, believe me, they'll do it.
But they have to try. See, we haven't heard much about what hockey is proposing. I'm wondering, it has to be a central location, right?
I don't think so.
They're planning on moving around?
I everything that I've heard, there hasn't been talk outside of putting them in South Dakota and just building like a couple rinks on, you know, in fields or something.
Right.
I haven't heard a whole lot about it.
It has to be indoors, doesn't it?
And they're speaking tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is summertime.
Freaking June, yeah.
I mean, maybe.
There's no snow anywhere.
Maybe they could do Vegas, right? Because there is already an
hockey
arena.
Hockey team in Vegas, yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of games that need to be played. We'll find out. They're speaking
24 teams.
And they're
they're
also.
Hopefully not going 7-game series with these teams.
So at 4:30, I mean, they might. I don't know. 4:30, they're talking.
They'll be playing hockey all summer.
God knows with the NHL what they're going to do. All right, so let's throw this into the conversation, all right?
All right.
20 years ago tonight, and we'll believe me, keep the calls coming to 215-592-9494 on this season. Like, what does it mean? Does it mean anything to you? Obviously, the results are fine, but is it making you make decisions based on what this year? We'll get back to that in a second. 20 years ago today, do you have the sound, Jack? 20 years ago today, this is what happened.
Niedermeyer trying to get out of his own skate. Turnover at center. Here's 88. Lindros makes the move. And Lindros is hammered down on the ice by Scott Stevens. And Lindros remains down on the ice as all the other players come together.
So that was Eric Lindros getting cheap-shotted by Scott Stevens, defenseman of the New Jersey Devils, and the Flyers could never solve the Devils. And it was at the blue line, and it was a total headshot. And, you know, the NHL has cleaned that up. But 20 years ago, that was just a part of the sport. Same thing in the NFL. You could do a lot more 20 years ago than you could do right now.
Oh, yeah.
But that was – I mean, that was – I remember where – I still remember where I was watching it, what my reaction was, which was, oh, yeah, it's because he had just come back from a concussion. And I just remember watching it and saying, it's over. Like, Lindros will never be the same. It's over. And now he never played another game as a Flyer. He ended up taking the following season off, and then he went to the Rangers. But Jack had said this, that – Jack, how old were you for that
game? 6.
Jack was 6, and Jack said that
Jeez.
Exactly.
6.
Jack said that was the first athlete that he knows that he hated, that he remembered saying, I hate that guy.
Yeah, 6 years old. I don't know if I used expletives, but if I could have, I definitely would have.
Yeah. I actually remember that hit too, man. I remember the highlight being played over and over and over again on Comcast, man. And that's, you know, playing a brutal sport like football, you tend to think, and that's back during the time where, hell, Jacked Up was still a segment on ESPN.
So they loved the big hits.
Big hits were,
well, the hit stick in Madden. It was like, that's the best thing
ever.
Yeah,
so it was a part of our culture as athletes in these two particular sports. And that was also back then when one of the most exciting things for a casual hockey fan was watching guys drop the gloves and just pummel each other. So seeing that hit on Eric Lindros and sort of a defenseless, he was sort of defenseless. But then you hear all the commentary afterwards, you know, it's Eric's responsibility to keep his head up. And,
right, yeah.
You know, all that stuff. That's when I started learning some of the, I guess, the unwritten rules of the sport of hockey, because I looked at that like, that's a cheap shot.
Right.
Yeah, especially knowing the guy has a history of the injury.
Well, it's like, and you're right, what they would say is that here's what it's not. It's not smart when you have goons on the ice,
right,
to have your head down like that, because you're going to get a guy like Scott Stevens that comes in, and he put his shoulder right underneath his chin and knocked him out.
Yeah.
That was Game 7 of the 2000 NHL Eastern Conference Finals. Mm. How about that? And that's how it went. They lost 4-3, but I just like, even like you would think now, 20 years later, for a guy that doesn't talk about hockey, that hasn't talked about hockey, that hasn't paid attention to the Flyers for a really long time, really until this year, mm-hmm. That was a crushing loss. Lindros going down like that was a crushing, crushing loss. So Jack said that's the first athlete that he hated.
Definitely hated.
Who was the – do you remember the first athlete, a young man growing up in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
First athlete that you hated? I know mine. Danny White.
Danny White?
The Cowboys.
Sure, yeah.
Quarterback/punter.
Yeah. I hated that.
And
too.
I hated him because
he punted. Yeah. I hated
Danny White.
Yeah. You're the only dude that's doing this in the NFL.
And you obviously hated
Tom
the Cowboys.
Tupa, and then Tom Tupa came.
Tom Tupa did it. Because the Cowboys weren't very good when Danny White was there. They mm-hmm. were okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I hated them like you would hate Aikman and those teams because they were good. They were still the Cowboys.
I want to say Montana.
That's a good one.
Why did people hate Montana?
Well, because he beat my Bengals.
The Bengals in the Super Bowl.
Beat the Bengals twice in the Super Bowl. So
wasn't he Joey Cool?
Yeah, but I wasn't I didn't like the 49ers because they won all the time. And he beat my Dolphins in the Super Bowl. So he beat Marino and my Bengals in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, think about quarterbacks beating the Eagles twice in the Super Bowl. Right, like them.
So, yeah, as a kid in my early teens, that's probably the first athlete that I can remember.
Wow.
That I was like, I don't like him. I didn't like Joe Theismann either for some reason.
Yeah, I didn't like him because he
– The one bar. I think it was the one bar. I thought it was the ugliest.
He's a kicker.
Like, who wants the quarterback have one bar on his helmet? So, yeah, maybe – I think it was Theismann and Montana.
Two really good answers.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. The first athlete that you hated as a young kid. Now, some people might not have gotten in the sports as early, mm-hmm. right? So it wasn't until later.
Oh, Larry Bird was in there, too.
Larry Bird's written down.
Oh, man, because I was magic. I was a magic guy.
And I was a Doc guy.
Yeah. Yeah, Larry Bird, yeah.
Uh-huh. Doc and Larry Bird choking each other
all
on the court.
All those damn Celtics, yeah.
No, how about the whole Celtics team?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Danny Ainge, all
of them. Oh, my God. Jerry Seastings, Joe Klein, even the Chief.
Casey Jones, Robert Parrish. I hated Robert
Parrish.
Oh,
my God.
Game.
The Chief?
His game was so boring.
Oh, man. Cornbread Maxwell. Everywhere. Bill Walton, when he got older, laying on the court. I hated that team. The Boston Celtics in general.
Yeah.
But so here's Jack has a really interesting one. But what are some of the younger people? What are their answers? 215-592-9494. For a guy that's maybe like 20 years old right now.
Oh, he's probably somebody from the Patriots.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, the Patriots are probably the most hated team, right, of the last 20 years.
Very easily.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, so like mid-2000s. So if you go 15 years ago, I mean, really – So go back 10 years, somebody who's 10 years old, mm-hmm. and you're like, man, I hate, Tom Brady or Belichick.
Right, one of them, yes.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. If sports comes back, when they come back, what are you drawing from that? Yeah, we're going to enjoy it, but are you making decisions with your roster, with your players, with your coaches, based on what you see this year? Can Brett Brown save his job? If the Sixers have a good run in the playoffs, are you keeping Brett Brown around as opposed to where you thought before he was going to be gone? Mm-hmm. right? Some of the Phillies pitching, Matt Klentak. Are you making decisions based on what you see in these abbreviated seasons?
Yeah, I can't wait to give Matt an extension.
No, I'm not making any decisions based on this year. If my mind's already made up, my mind's already made up on a player, on a coach, or whatever. We'll get back to the phones on the other side. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.